T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, hour number two here on a Thursday. If you missed Garrett Stutz and PJ Cousinard, you can go to the podcast, kfhradio.com or radio.com app, and re-listen to that. And we go back to the Twin Peaks Interviews Hotline. And college football media days are in full swing, as the Big 12 is in addition. And so we go to Kansas City Stars and kansascity.com's Blair Kirkhoff. Been a minute, Blair. How you been?
Been great. I hope you guys are doing all right.
We are trying to stay cool.
I know.
Is Big 12 Media Days beneficial really in any way? Do you learn anything by going to Media Days?
Nah, not really. You know, the one this year in particular, it was okay to get eyes on new coaches, and there's, you know, because 40% of the coaching staff turned over in the league, so you know, we. In our neck of the woods, we've already been introduced and chatted with Chris Klieman and Les Miles. But I'd never talked to Matt Wells, who took over at Texas Tech, and Neil Brown from West Virginia. So it was good to just get to put a face with a name and to see what the see what the players think about the new regime. So, but other than that, it's just to be honest with you, I think these are too early. We go to Media Days, the Big 12 and the SEC are this week. I think the Big 10's later this week, maybe the Pac-12 as well. And then for college football, you go quiet for a couple weeks. You know, unlike the NFL, the Chiefs rookies and quarterbacks report next Tuesday, and they're there for a month. You know, once it starts, it starts. Mm-hmm. And but with colleges, you do this Media Day thing, and then you're down a couple of weeks. You almost forget about it.
Blair, what is your initial pulse check of Klieman at K-State and Les Miles at KU? Compare, contrast, observations, anything out of the norm?
No, you know, it's just the one thing about Chris Klieman that stands out to me is how available he is. I know it seems kind of selfish from a media standpoint, but that's a sea change in Manhattan. And, you know, here they brought six players to Media Days. Six players. That was stunning. There were some years in the Snyder era where there were only two Wildcats at Media Days. And and you had to, you took it or left it, basically. But we just don't know. But to me, the big curiosity is going to be how do you go from being by far, you know, the largest fish in the pond at North Dakota State to, you know, being picked first nationally every year to being picked ninth in the conference? That's different. And he said all the right things about it in Dallas earlier this week. And look, he's a sharp guy, and you don't win four national championships in any sport in 5 years without knowing what you're doing. And I'm 100% convinced that, you know, that's the case. But for the first time, he's going to have teams that'll line up that, you know, that aren't better than the other team at most of the positions, at most of the 22. You know, it's just when Kansas State lines up against Oklahoma and Texas and others, you know, they're not going to have, you know, the better personnel by and large. Now, that was the case, you know, in the previous regime, but Bill Snyder always found a way and often found a way to get it done. We'll see if that can work with Chris Klieman and his staff.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star. K-State picked 9th. KU picked 10th. As it pertains to Les Miles, that's probably exactly, you know, truth serum, if there was some. That's probably exactly where he wants to be. There's no expectations. They're expected to finish last, so now he can tell his guys to go out and play with their hair on fire, which is kind of the maybe the same way that Chris Klieman could motivate his Kansas State players too, right?
That's right. That's right. In fact, we should use that. Maybe it seems silly to people that don't follow sports, but any motivational factor, any psychological factor you can use, and a preseason poll is among them, you use it. And I would definitely play the chip on the shoulder card if I'm both Kansas or Kansas State. Maybe Kansas State more than KU, because it's, you know, Kansas State has proven time and again, you pick them low, they blast that prediction out of the water. With Kansas, you know, they've just spent so much time at the bottom of the Big 12 since the end of the Mark Mangino era that they really do have to prove it. You know, this is the fourth coach, five if you count the interim, you know, stint of Clint Bowen. So this is the fourth or fifth, you know, different head, third or fourth different head coach, fourth or fifth, I should say, with Les. And you know, if you're a Kansas football fan, you're just aching to see something different than the non-competitiveness against the power schools that you've seen for a decade.
Blair, is the Big 12 pretty much Oklahoma, Texas, and everybody else running around for scraps? Or do you see a little bit more parity starting to emerge? Or how do you view it kind of with a broad stroke?
Well, anybody who thought that the transition from Bob Stoops to Lincoln Riley was going to cause a transition period, you know, maybe a rebuild at Oklahoma, well, we're sorely mistaken. I mean, to be for Lincoln Riley to have never been a head coach and in 2 years win two conference championships and go to the college football playoff twice, I mean, that's just remarkable. And you know, because of that, and because of what they've done with their quarterbacks, I mean, to go from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray and now to Jalen Hurts, you get the benefit of the doubt. So Oklahoma, for sure. I'm not 100% convinced that Texas is in the same category. I know they beat Oklahoma last year, and they won the Sugar Bowl, beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and that was huge. Great statement victory for the Big 12 and for Texas. But even Herman said it at Big 12 Media Days, and maybe they were a little bit ahead of where they thought projected to be. And I wouldn't be shocked if there's a little bit of a step back for Texas this year. And if that's the case, then maybe we're not talking about two. We're talking about one and everybody trying to catch Oklahoma. But in the Big 12, we know that, you know, you don't have to finish first to win the conference, you know, or to be the conference champion. You finish second, you have a chance to be the conference champion, the way the conference championship game is set up. So, but I do think that those are one and two. I just don't know the gap between one and two. And then I think there's also a little bit of a gap between two and three. And my third is Iowa State. They got the quarterback back. They've got a coaching staff that I'm not sure how much longer is going to be at Iowa State. Matt Campbell and that group are, you know, they've done so much and are so good that, and they've already turned down jobs. Matt Campbell's turned down NFL offers. So that's how intimate he is. But I will say Iowa State's never started a season with this kind of expectation. It'll be interesting to see how the Cyclones handle that.
Talking to Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star about Big 12 Media Days and Big 12 football. Blair, two-part question for you. What did you think of the Puka Williams one-game suspension at Kansas and the Les Miles kind of clunky, losing his place reaction or assessment of it at Big 12 Media Days?
Yeah, it was, you know, clunky is a good word for it, awkward. It was, I think that in the two sort of big public appearances for Les Miles, his introductory press conference and then this, it just didn't come off great. You know, it didn't come off awful, but it didn't come off great. I've seen awful, and it wasn't awful, but it wasn't what you'd expect from a coach who, who's been at the highest level of college football, but also is a trained actor. You know, he appeared in 4 movies. He's getting ready to be part of a TV show. It's a guy who's had training at this. But it seems to me that when he has stumbled, it's when talking about Puka Williams and this situation. I know that in Dallas the other day, he had his notebook out, and he was trying to read from the notebook, which is really small. I couldn't tell if he was trying to wear glasses or not, but it was really small, and he was trying to read, or at least he had some notes scribbled down about how to announce address the Puka Williams situation. And that's where he paused and kind of tripped over his words a little bit. And I thought, he just wasn't comfortable talking about that topic. And then we caught him out in the hallway a little bit after that. And, that's when he taught. He was great, by the way. He came off just charming and didn't have an issue with none of the awkward pauses. But that's when he talked a little bit more about the Puka Williams situation. And I don't know. I guess I'm of the opinion that one game, and especially a game against an FCS opponent in the opener, doesn't seem like a lot of punishment. Maybe the punishment didn't fit the offense in this regard. But also keep in mind there was no arrest. Mm-hmm. It wasn't,
Sure.
Some would say that, look, this is exactly what it should be. I don't know if I'm in that camp. I would, a couple of games might have been more appropriate.
Blair Kirchhoff, who has been has had eyes on the Big 12 Conference for many, many years, spending time with us this morning. We're very pleased to have his experience joining us from the Kansas City Star, kansascity.com. Blair, the overall health of the Big 12 right now, you've seen this in many different levels of being, from from teetering on the edge to being very healthy. Where is it right now, and what do you think the future of this conference is right now? Are we beyond all of the instability that conference realignment at one point had us, or are there still some warning signs on the horizon?
No, I actually think the Big 12 is in pretty good shape right now. We were talking about that in Dallas this week, and it was about a decade ago that that round of realignment really impacted the Big 12 as much as any of the conferences, when Colorado and Nebraska left, and then a year later Missouri and A&M, and we were on the brink of the Big 12 not existing. And and heck, you could have had the Texas schools all leave for the Pac-12 that summer. Didn't happen. And I think with Bob Bowlesby, the commissioner, a man who's respected throughout college sports, leading the league for the last 7 years, I think there has just been a sense of stability. And I know the schools talk about that, Oklahoma and Texas in particular, because really, frankly, those are the schools that need to be kept happy. And this new, it's all about, can schools compete nationally and make enough money from, TV contracts for the Big 12 to exist? That, to me, those are the two important issues. Because if neither one of those exists, then it's time to move on. Like, if Oklahoma or Texas or anybody in the Big 12 is winning the football title, but not going to the college football playoff with a record that's similar to the champion of the Pac-12 or the ACC, then it's time to take a real hard look at if the Big 12 needs to exist for those schools. And if the Big 12 were not making the type of money from its conference contracts as SEC and Big 10 or in the neighborhood, again, it would be time to look at relocating. But that's not the case. In both cases, the conference compares well and even is in better shape than some other conferences. As long as those two things remain true, I think the Big 12 is going to be okay. And But they are approaching another critical juncture, and that's the renegotiation of television contracts. The current ones expire in the 24, I think the 24-25 school year is the last year for the current ESPN and Fox contracts. And everybody's kind of wondering what sports on TV or on digital is going to look like beyond that. Is the same type of money going to be there for Big 12 schools or for any college schools, to be honest with you, after 24-25? Everybody, including the conferences, are trying to figure that out. But today, I think that there is as much solidarity in the Big 12 as there has been since those crazy days of realignment.
Talking to Blair Kirkhoff from KansasCity.com. Switching gears on you a little bit, Blair. Why is Kansas City so crazy about soccer?
I know, right? I mean, there is a younger generation that's crazy about soccer, and I think if you're trying to sell a product, the younger generation is who you want to, you know, to have as your primary customers. And what's happened is back another decade here, Sporting Kansas City, the MLS franchise, left Arrowhead Stadium, 75,000 seat Arrowhead Stadium, and moved into a brand new soccer specific, stadium out in Kansas City, Kansas, and changed its identity and changed its branding, and became really, really popular with young people. They geared toward their technology was geared toward cell phone use inside stadiums. Mm-hmm. Sporting Kansas City was one of the first professional sports teams.
Now we're breaking up.
Hey, but that was a decade ago. Yeah. That was a thing. So it created this energy there, and it created people.
And we got a bad cell area there for Blair. All right. But the Power and Light District was going crazy, of course, as we all knew and saw from when the women's national team was playing England and whatnot. So I don't know. It's just and Sporting KC, I hear, never been, but I hear even if you're not really into Blair's point, even if you're not really into soccer, it's a very fan friendly place, and it's been wildly successful in Kansas City. So.
It has, and that whole area in Wyandotte County is fantastic. From the soccer stadium to the minor league ballpark to the speedway and everything that they've got out there,
yeah.
It's just fantastic. I mean, it really, really is. So,
and it has as much to do with. Probably, and we got Blair back. Blair, does not only the soccer popularity, but the T-bones and everything else, does it have as much to do with the location where all that stuff is as much as anything else? Because those are nice areas, obviously.
Right, the T-bones and the Speedway, the NASCAR Speedway there. So what happened was, you think about Kansas City, and there are two intersections of Interstate 70 and 435 in the metro area. And there are sports complexes on each one of them, right? On the Missouri side, it's the Truman Sports Complex, where the Chiefs and the Royals play. No development there. You go to 435 and I-70 on the Kansas side, and they had great vision about that. That was nothing 20 years ago, and they used tax credits and to build that, the Legends Shopping Center and the stadiums and the hotels, and now Cerner, a big company, is out there. They were really smart about the development of that. It's become a destination for the state of Kansas, and they were very smart. But I heard you saying before we lost connection, the Power and Light visuals have been that's a place to be. People want to go there to watch World Cup soccer, and not only that, but Chiefs games. But it makes for a great visual too.
Blair, we appreciate your time. The connection was bad, but the conversation was good. Thanks for taking some time with us.
I enjoyed it. Anytime, you guys.
Okay, thank you. Blair Kirkhoff,
thanks, Blair.
Kansas City Star, talking a little Big 12 and otherwise. Oh, we got some housekeeping here. First of all, Make sure to listen to Under the Hood Saturday mornings starting at 9 right here on KFH, hosted by Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, and Service Manager Josh Prophet. You can call that show and ask questions about your vehicle. It's Under the Hood Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 on KFH. All right, here's the other thing. It's playoff time in the Sunflower Collegiate League. We got two wild card games Monday night, and then following that, the SCL Championship Series Game 1. So you got a triple header Monday night at X Stadium, and I got a four-pack of tickets for you. Call me now, 869-1240, if you want to go Monday, see a couple wild card games in the SCL Championship Series. That's at X Stadium, 869-1240. We'll take a look at the open scoreboard and much more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.